Welcome back to Bite-Sized Breakthroughs, where we unpack the latest developments in tech and science. Today, we're diving into the world of reinforcement learning, a field that's constantly pushing the boundaries of artificial intelligence. Joining me is Dr. Paige Turner, an expert on this topic and lead researcher on a groundbreaking paper titled Proximal Policy Optimization Algorithms. Welcome, Paige.
Thank you, Alex. It's great to be here.
And to provide us with a broader context, we have Professor Wed Spectrum, a leading authority on the development of AI algorithms. Professor Spectrum, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Alex. I'm excited to discuss this paper and its implications for the future of AI.
Paige, to start, could you give us a bit of background on where this research fits in the landscape of reinforcement learning? What were the existing challenges that this paper aimed to address?
Sure. Reinforcement learning is all about training an agent to learn optimal actions in an environment through trial and error. While there has been significant progress with methods like deep Q learning and traditional policy gradient methods, these approaches face limitations. Deep Q learning often struggles with continuous control tasks where actions need to be smoothly adjusted, and traditional policy gradient methods are prone to instability and require large amounts of data. Trust Region Policy Optimization, or TRPO, emerged as a solution to these challenges, but it's computationally intensive and has limitations with certain neural network architectures.
So this paper essentially aimed to improve upon the existing methods, particularly TRPO, by addressing its limitations while maintaining its advantages. Professor Spectrum, can you elaborate on those advantages of TRPO that this research aimed to preserve?
Absolutely. TRPO was a significant breakthrough, bringing stability and reliability to policy gradient methods. It achieved this by using a constraint that limits the size of the policy update, preventing large jumps in the policy that could lead to instability. This constraint effectively keeps the updated policy within a trust region of the previous policy. However, as Paige mentioned, its complexity and compatibility issues were drawbacks.
That's a great overview. Paige, let's dive into the key innovations proposed in this paper. What's the core of proximal policy optimization, or PPO?
PPO introduces a novel approach that strikes a balance between the benefits of TRPO and the simplicity of traditional policy gradient methods. It achieves this through a new objective function called the clipped surrogate objective, denoted as LCClip. This objective function penalizes updates that lead to significant changes in the probability of taking an action, preventing instability. Instead of a hard constraint like TRPO, PPO uses a clipping mechanism. The probability ratio, which reflects how much the policy has changed, is clipped within a certain range. This encourages smaller, smoother updates, making the algorithm more stable.
So instead of completely rejecting updates that exceed a certain threshold, PPO allows for updates, but penalizes those that go beyond a certain range, right? And how does this relate to the concept of multiple epochs of mini-batch updates?
Exactly. The clipping mechanism makes it possible to perform multiple epochs of mini-batch updates during optimization. Traditional policy gradient methods often perform one update per data sample, while PPO can make multiple updates on the same data. This significantly improves the algorithm's sample complexity, meaning it needs less data to learn effectively. It's like getting more mileage out of the same data, leading to faster learning.
That's a clever solution. Professor Spectrum, how does this approach compare to the use of KL divergence penalties in other policy gradient methods?
KL divergence, or Kullback-Leibler divergence, is a way to measure how different two probability distributions are. In some methods, a penalty is added to the objective function based on the KL divergence between the old and new policy. The paper actually explores this approach as well, but finds that the clipped surrogate objective performs better in their experiments. This is likely because the clipping mechanism is more robust and flexible than a fixed penalty, allowing for a broader range of updates while maintaining stability.
So the clipping mechanism is a key innovation that enables multiple epochs of mini-batch updates and outperforms the KL divergence penalty in their experiments. Paige, could you walk us through how PPO is implemented in practice?
Of course. PPO is typically implemented in an actor-critic style. The actor is the policy network, which determines the actions, and the critic is a value function network that estimates the expected future rewards. The algorithm works in a loop, iterating through these steps. One, data collection. Multiple actors, which can run in parallel, interact with the environment for a set number of time steps, collecting data in the form of state action pairs and corresponding rewards. Two, advantage estimation. The advantage function, which represents the difference in value between taking an action and following the average policy, is calculated using the generalized advantage estimation, or GAE, method. GAE provides a more efficient and less biased estimate compared to traditional methods. Surrogate loss optimization. The collected data is then used to construct the clipped surrogate loss, LCLIP, which is optimized for a set number of epochs using either mini-batch stochastic gradient descent or the atom optimizer. This optimization process updates the policy network's parameters. 4. Parameter update. The updated policy network is used in the next iteration of data collection, repeating the process.
That's a clear explanation of the process. And it's interesting to see how this research incorporates the generalized advantage estimation method. Professor Spectrum, is this a common approach in reinforcement learning, or is it specific to this paper?
GAE has become a standard technique in reinforcement learning, particularly for policy gradient methods. It helps reduce variance in the advantage function estimates, leading to more stable training. This paper builds upon the work on GAE and effectively combines it with the innovative clipped surrogate objective and the use of multiple epochs.
So we have this sophisticated algorithm that combines several existing techniques and introduces a novel objective function. Let's move on to the experiments. Paige, what were the key benchmarks used in this paper, and what results did they show?
The paper evaluated PPO across a range of benchmark tasks. They used simulated robotic locomotion tasks in the OpenAI gym environment, which involves controlling robots in a virtual environment with various objectives like walking or jumping. They also tested PPO on 3D humanoid control tasks using RoboSchool, a more complex environment where the robot must perform tasks like running, steering, and getting up off the ground. And finally, they tested PPO on the Arcade Learning Environment, ALE, a benchmark for Atari games, which presents a discrete action space where the agent needs to choose from a limited set of actions.
So they went from simple simulated robotics tasks to complex humanoids and then to classic Atari games. What did they find?
Across all these benchmarks, PPO consistently outperformed other online policy gradient methods, including A2C and ACER, which are considered to be state-of-the-art algorithms. Specifically, PPO achieved a better balance between sample complexity, simplicity, and wall time. For example, in the Atari experiments, PPO outperformed A2C in terms of sample complexity, meaning it needed fewer training frames to reach comparable performance. Furthermore, PPO performed similarly to ACER, which is known for its efficiency, but with the advantage of being simpler to implement.
That's quite impressive. Professor Spectrum, from a broader perspective, what do these results signify for the development of reinforcement learning algorithms?
These results highlight the potential of PPO to become a standard approach in reinforcement learning. Its efficiency and robustness, combined with its simplicity, make it an attractive solution for tackling various tasks, from robotics to game AI. It's a significant step forward in the field, offering a powerful tool that can be used to develop more sophisticated and capable AI agents.
It's clear that this research has significant potential. But Paige, every research has its limitations. What are some potential limitations of PPO that future research needs to address?
You're right, Alex. While PPO is a powerful algorithm, there are areas for improvement. First, it's important to note that the performance of PPO can be sensitive to hyperparameter choices, particularly the clipping parameter, which defines the range for the probability ratio. Finding optimal hyperparameters for specific tasks can be challenging. Additionally, the theoretical analysis of PPO is still ongoing. We need to better understand its convergence properties and the relationship between the clipped surrogate objective and the true objective function. Lastly, while PPO has shown promising results on benchmark tasks, its performance in real-world applications with complex and unpredictable environments needs further investigation.
Those are crucial points to consider. Professor Spectrum, what are some potential future directions that researchers could explore to address these limitations?
I think the future research on PPO could focus on several key areas. First, developing more sophisticated methods for automatically selecting hyperparameters. Second, conducting more in-depth theoretical analysis to gain a deeper understanding of PPO's properties and provide formal guarantees. Third, evaluating PPO in real-world applications, including robotics, autonomous systems, and other domains where reinforcement learning can have a significant impact. And finally, exploring the combination of PPO with other advanced deep learning techniques, such as generative models or attention mechanisms, could lead to further improvements in performance.
Those are all very promising avenues for future research. Paige, what are some of the potential applications of PPO in the real world, given its strengths and the potential for further development?
PPO's efficiency and robustness make it a strong candidate for applications like robotics, autonomous systems, and game AI. For example, it could be used to develop sophisticated robots that can navigate complex environments, perform tasks like manipulation or assembly, or even learn new skills through interaction. PPO could also be applied to autonomous vehicles, allowing them to make safe and efficient driving decisions in real-world scenarios. In the realm of game AI, PPO can enable the creation of more sophisticated and challenging opponents, enhancing the player experience. Moreover, PPO's ability to handle both continuous and discrete action spaces makes it versatile and applicable to a broad range of challenges.
So PPO has the potential to revolutionize various fields, from robotics and autonomous systems to game AI and beyond. Professor Spectrum, any final thoughts on the significance of this research?
This paper represents a significant advancement in the field of reinforcement learning. PPO combines the best of existing methods, offering a simple, efficient, and robust algorithm with broad applicability. It's a testament to the ongoing progress in AI and the power of combining innovative ideas with rigorous experimentation. I believe that this research will have a lasting impact on the development of artificial intelligence and its applications across various industries.
Thank you both for such a detailed and insightful discussion. This has been a fascinating look into the world of reinforcement learning and the exciting potential of PPO. For our listeners, remember that this is just the beginning of the journey. As research continues to evolve, we can expect even more breakthroughs that will shape the future of AI and our world.